Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 20th of March 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you should have the incognito happiness that you are students in the Supreme Father's University and that you are studying in order to claim the inheritance of the future new world. Question. What awareness should you constantly have so that you are able to imbibe divine virtues? Answer. We souls are Shiv Baba's children. The Father has come to change us from thorns into flowers. Constantly maintain this awareness and you will be able to imbibe divine virtues. Pay full attention to studying and to yoga. When you have distaste for the vices, you will be able to imbibe divine virtues. Whenever a vice attacks you, remember that you are a thorn and that you have to become a flower. Om Shanti. It is in the intellects of you children that you are sitting in a spiritual university. You should have this intoxication. You should not sit here like fools, as you would ordinarily sit in a school. Many children sit here like fools. You should remember that this is the university of the highest on high, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and that we are His students. Therefore, you should have so much spiritual intoxication. This is incognito happiness, incognito knowledge. Every aspect is incognito. Many of you, even while sitting here, have dirty thoughts of outside. You are studying here in order to claim your inheritance of the future new world. Therefore, you should have so much happiness and also have divine virtues as well. Only Brahmins come here. You have left all the dirty rubbish outside and come here. Therefore, you children should remain in great happiness. At this time, the whole world is sitting in rubbish. There is a difference between the rubbish of the Iron Age and the flower garden of the Golden Age. In the Iron Age, they continue to prick one another. You now have to become flowers. Therefore, you should have a great deal of happiness. We are now becoming flowers. This is a garden. The Father is called the Master of the Garden. The Master of the Garden comes and changes us thorns into flowers. You children should understand what kind of flowers you are becoming. Here there is also a garden. After hearing the Murli, go into the garden and compare yourself to the flowers and ask yourself what kind of flower you are or whether you are still a thorn. When you become angry, you should realize that you are a thorn and that you still have that evil spirit in you. You should have so much distaste. Anger can show itself in front of many, but one cannot indulge in vice in front of everyone because that's done secretly. Anger emerges externally. When someone gets angry, the effect of that lasts for a few days. There is the influence of anger, and there is also the influence of greed. you should have distaste for yourself. You understand that Baba is making you into flowers. Lust and anger are very dirty. They ruin all the beauty of human beings. It is only when you show this beauty here that you will attain beauty there. The Father explains to you children every day that you should imbibe divine virtues because you are to go to heaven. Just look how virtuous Lakshmi and Narayan are. People go in front of them and sing the praise. We are degraded sinners, and you are full of all virtues. You also explain that heaven is a garden of flowers, whereas hell is a forest of thorns. Shiv Baba establishes heaven, whereas Ravan creates hell. You should think, I am a child of the Father, and so how did rubbish enter me? If you have rubbish within you, you defame the Father's name. If you get angry, it means you defame the Father. When the evil spirit of anger enters you, you forget the Father. When you remember the Father, no evil spirit can enter you. If you hurt someone's heart, that effect also remains. If you become angry even once, it remains in the intellects of others for 6 months that you are an angry person. You then come out of their heart. That soul comes down from Bapdada's heart throne. This Dada becomes the master of the world. He must also surely have many specialities. However, if it is not in someone's fortune, he does not make effort. It is such easy effort. Just remember the Father, and the soul will become clean. There is no other way. At this time, there are no Raj Rishis. There is only the one Father who teaches you Raja Yoga. Human beings cannot reform human beings. The Father comes and reforms everyone. Those who become completely reformed are the first ones to enter the Golden Age. If you have any dirty habits, you should renounce them. You should pay full attention to this study and to yoga. You also know that not all of you can become elevated to the same extent. However, the Father inspires you to make effort. Make effort to whatever extent you can and claim a high status. Otherwise, you won't be able to attain that for cycle after cycle. Baba repeatedly explains to you, remember the Father and your rubbish will be removed. Those sannyasis teach Hatha Yoga. Don't think that you can improve your health by doing Hatha Yoga or that you will never fall ill. No, they also fall ill. When it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in Bharat, everyone had a long lifespan and they were healthy and wealthy. However, the lifespan of everyone now is very short. No one knows who made Bharat like that. People are in immense darkness. No matter how much you explain, it is very difficult for them to understand. It is poor, ordinary people who try to understand. Is there anyone here who is a millionaire? Today, a million is not a big thing. There are many millionaires now. Baba also calls them ordinary. Today it is a question of being a billionaire. They spend so much money on wedding ceremonies. You children have to explain in such a clever way that the arrow strikes the target. When an important MP, etc., comes, they become very pleased, yet not even one of them has the power to spread the sound. Although you explain to them, they don't understand everything fully. God is the highest on high, and this is the highest on high inheritance. Many don't know who gave Lakshmi and Narayan this inheritance of heaven, or where they reside. Many go to the museum in order to understand. There is a very good chance for you to do service, but you don't have yoga. If you remembered the Father, you would be cheerful. Whose child am I? Many children don't study with discipline. They do not have yoga with the Father. No one has yet become complete. They are number-wise. You children should sit in solitude and remember the Father. We are claiming our inheritance of heaven from such a Father. We are the most impure ones in this world, and we are the ones who have to become pure again. Remember this very well. The Father continues to give advice on many things. Do this and this. The advisor of Queen Victoria had been poor. He studied extremely hard under a street light and attained a high status. He had that interest. This too is for poor people. The Father is the Lord of the poor. How can wealthy ones remember God? They say, for us it is heaven here. Oh, but Baba has not yet established heaven. He is doing that now, so you must remember the Father. You definitely have to become pure. You children should invent methods to make people understand that no one but the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, can teach the ancient yoga of Bharat. Hatha yoga is for those on the path of isolation. The Father continues to explain that when someone has to be benefited, he would write his opinion accordingly. However, if it is not yet time for his upliftment, it will not enter his intellect. Yours is the godly mission. You have to do the service of making human beings into deities. Many different opinions continue to emerge in the world, and there is a great deal of show of those. There is so much blind faith. There is the difference of day and night. Even amongst you Brahmins, there is the difference of day and night. Some of you don't understand anything. It is very easy if you just consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Your sins will then be cut away. Imbibe divine virtues and you will become deities. Continue to beat the drum. If you don't have body consciousness, you can carry a drum around your neck. You can beat it and tell everyone that the Father has come and that he says, remember me alone, and you will become pure from impure. You should give this message to every home. Everyone has become rusty. This whole world is Tamo Pradhan. You definitely have to give everyone the Father's message. In the end, your name will be glorified. They will say, "It is a wonder how they tried to wake us up, but we didn't wake up." Those who remained asleep lost, and those who awakened gained. The Father comes to give you the kingdom, and yet you lose it. You should invent ways of doing service. The Father has now come, and he says, "Remember me alone, and your sins will be absolved. Become pure, and you will become the masters of the pure world." If you don't have remembrance, your sins can't be cut away. Only when no rust remains will you be able to attain a high status. Otherwise, you will have to experience punishment and attain a low status. There is plenty of margin for service to be done. Carry posters around with you for service. You should make the pictures in such a way that they can't be spoilt. These pictures are very good, whereas the models are just like toys. There are many portraits of important people. They last for thousands of years. In fact, for you, 6 posters are enough. Go and explain to them how the world cycle turns and how, by remembering the cycle, you become the rulers of the globe. The badge too is very good, but you children don't have value for the badge. Continue to explain this and you can earn a lot of income. This badge is such that you can keep it pinned on your chest and explain, "This is Baba, and he gives you your inheritance through this Brahma." You can even do service on trains. Even small children can do this. No one would object. This badge is such that everything is merged in it: diamonds, pearls, flowers, fruit, and palaces. However, this doesn't enter the children's intellects. Baba has told you so many times that you must take the pictures with you. Yes, people will criticize you. Sri Krishna received insults too. It was said that he abducted women, but he made them into empresses, did he not? How could someone who becomes the master of the world do such things? You should have a great deal of intoxication on this path of knowledge. We want destruction to take place soon. However, you then say, "Oh, our Baba is with us. If we leave Baba now, it will only be after 5,000 years that we will find Baba again. How could we leave such a Baba? We are now studying with Baba. This Brahmin birth is your highest birth. He is such a father that he is giving us a kingdom. We will not meet him again. However, it is said that those who live on the banks of the Ganges don't appreciate it as much as those who live elsewhere. Others give so much importance to it. Here too, outsiders sacrifice themselves to Baba. However, if you don't have any power of yoga, then whatever you explain to others will have no effect. They won't understand anything. Many children come here, or they write and say that they explained to others in this way and that they said it was very good. However, Baba understands that although those people listened, they heard nothing, that they understood nothing at all. They didn't even recognize the Father. If they had understood something, they would keep a connection with the Father and at least write a letter. They would instantly ask you, "Tell me how you would write a letter to such a father." The letter should be written to Shiv Baba, care of Brahma. They would have written immediately to Baba. "This one, Brahma, is Shiv Baba's chariot. The most valuable one is the one who enters this one." The throats of many children become tired when they do service. Because they have no yoga, their arrows don't strike anyone. This is called the drama. If they understand who Baba is, they wouldn't be able to stay without meeting him. You can travel by train while being yog-yukt. "I am going to Baba." When people return home from abroad, they remember their wives and children. So, who is it you come here to see? On the way here, you should be so happy. Do service on the way. Baba is the ocean. When he sees that you children are following him and that waves of knowledge are emerging in you, he becomes very pleased. He thinks, "This one is a very good, worthy child. You can receive a lot of benefit on this pilgrimage of remembrance in the early hours of the morning. It shouldn't be that you only remember Baba in the morning. If you stay in remembrance and do service while walking, talking and eating, you are then on the pilgrimage of remembrance." Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Don't hurt anyone's heart. Check to see if there is an evil spirit inside you and remove it if there is. Become a flower and give everyone happiness. 2. You are children of the ocean of knowledge, and so waves of knowledge should constantly emerge in you. Invent ways of doing service. You have to serve on the trains and also stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance to become pure. Blessing. May you become a soul who is worthy of experiencing the Father's help and receiving blessings by keeping a balance of remembrance and service. When you keep a balance of remembrance and service, that is, when there is equality of the two, you especially experience the Father's help. This help becomes blessings, because Bap Dada does not give blessings in the same way as other souls do. The Father is bodiless, and so you receive Bapdada's blessings and his help easily and naturally, through which impossible things become possible. This help means to receive blessings. You are souls who are so worthy of such blessings that you earn an income of multi-millions at every step of yours. Slogan: in order to give Sakash, accumulate a stock of imperishable happiness, peace, and true love. Om Shanti.